case number 10,423, Sussex County Habitat for Humanity, west of Road 376, north of Branchwood Place, north being Lot 12 within Branchwood Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Jeff Needhammer, 306 Carolyn Street, Georgetown.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hello. As it was stated, I work for Sussex County Habitat. We purchased a piece of property on Branchwood Place North. And we are looking to place a simple, decent, affordable home as we build in other areas of the county. I have with me, and I'm not sure that you guys have this in front of you, is the last survey. What I had the surveyor do is put a house placement on it, but the exact size of the home and the footprint of the home we were trying to put on this property, which I think will show our hardship rather than me trying to explain the entire thing. Would you like to see that?
We have it.
That's not the one you have in front of you is not, that's where the house shoved forward. It's the same thing. The home that we were trying to place on this lot is 28 feet deep and 44 feet long. If we place that home on that lot in that location, we have approximately 1 foot of distance between the rear left corner of the home and the top of the ditch bank that is there. The bank. And as anybody knows, you cannot place a foundation that close to the top of the bank. Certainly we'll have issues down the road with erosion. What we are asking the board to request is that we move the house approximately 10 feet forward into the front setbacks, plus a 5 foot front porch, which would be a total of 15 feet. Hardship that's created by the bank of the ditch being there. If you see the rear setback, behind the rear setback line is located in the ditch.
So you want to move it closer than what the diagram shows?
That diagram was, there was an existing home on this lot before we purchased it, which was taken down before we ever bought the property.
So you want to move 5 feet closer than what the diagram shows?
Yes. My survey here, it shows that the left front corner of the property would then be, or the house would be 15 feet, 2 inches from the front property line.
It appears that if you just move the house towards the east or northeast, that it would give you additional space there.
That suggestion was looked at hard. That is where our septic system is. Because this was an existing structure, there had been an existing septic system on site. So we have gone forward, and that is where the septic system needs to be placed.
3rd, is that attached ditch?
No, it is not.
Not attached?
No, it is not. Okay. I spoke with Jennifer at Conservation District, and it is not a tax ditch.
Yeah, right. So I think you had to be, 50 feet? Or?
Yeah, we were very concerned. We thought originally it may be one after purchasing the property, but it is not.
It's not?
No.
Okay. Who takes care of that ditch?
Nobody? I'm assuming we do.
We do, okay.
So your request then is for a 15-foot variance as opposed to 10?
Yes. Also, the front porch will not be a covered front porch. It's usually standard with Sussex County homes that we cover our front porch for our homeowners, protection from the weather, whatever. But in this situation, because we are into the setback area, that we would not be covering the front porch.
Yeah, as long as it's not covered, it's five extra feet is okay. without an extra variance, so you're actually fine with the 20, as long as you don't cover it.
Okay.
But remember, if he covers it later on, he'll have to come back.
That is one of the reasons why I put it in this, I brought it up in that way, just in case, so it is on the record.
Typically, the board would prefer not to do variances speculating on what might be built in the future, and realistically, they try to stick with what the plan actually is.
The home itself will only be moved 10 feet forward. That's the variance that we need for the home, to construct the home.
Excuse me. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burnham?
Is there any homes next to you on both sides?
Yes, there is a home off on Lot 8 and also on Lot 13.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10423 as I consider it to be unique. It wasn't created by the applicant. Minimum variance to grant relief. And again, we're into cul-de-sacs, which always cause problems, in my opinion.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe. Second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,423. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.